You know, when I ask people how they are doing, sometimes I hear the response, something to the effect of, "Well, Pastor, I got out of bed and I'm here." That response signifies their thankfulness towards just getting out of bed and getting to live another day. Maybe it's a mundane answer to the question, "How are you doing?" But it does turn our attention to the biblical truth that every day is a gift we shouldn't take for granted. Waking with the morning sun is a gift. Getting to see the new year is a gift. And whether you live throughout the entire new year or just 1 week in this year, whatever God in His wisdom chooses to give you is a gift and opportunity to use your time wisely. We hear this from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This is Ephesians 5:15. He writes this: "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." Now there's a lot involved in that admonition from St. Paul, making the best use of the time. You may decide making the best use of the time means taking care of your body. So dieting and exercise are going to become indispensable parts of the daily routine. Making best use of the time. That statement may rouse you to consider finances more carefully, to watch closer your budget, and be prudent regarding how you spend your wealth. New Year's resolutions, goals set for you to strive after. Even if we don't keep them, they do serve the purpose of reminding us that we are a work in progress insofar as we have many vices and weaknesses we wish to correct. Any New Year's resolution is the acknowledgement that we want to do better in a particular area of our life, and so we strive to do so. However, the days are evil. The days are evil, says Paul. Ephesians, that's the same book in which Paul says also this: "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Now, I mention this passage to say this: our strivings to accomplish whatever noble goal we set are not without resistance. There is real evil in this world, and our flesh, even as Christians, is filled with sin. The desires of the flesh are plenty and powerful. You begin the diet, but lust for decadent chocolate overrides the struggle to avoid sweets. You make that financial budget, but talk yourself into a new car before the year's end. Yet these are shallow examples of how our weaknesses prohibit us from fulfilling our goals to do better. Failing a diet and blowing your money, that's bad enough. But beneath these failures and others like them is the problem of evil, the problem of sin, the problem with our flesh. The reason it's so weak and incapable is because original sin has corrupted humanity to the point where we do need help outside ourselves. If flesh truly is damaged by sin, as God's word testifies, then it does no good to turn to that flesh for help and strength. And that's a real temptation, to look into yourself to accomplish not just a New Year's resolution, but to overcome temptation that leads to sin, that leads to death. Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Every day is a gift. Every day is fraught with evil. So every day is an opportunity to repent and believe in Christ the Lord for forgiveness, strength, mercy, comfort, none of which is found in the flesh, but in God alone. The new year, it's an opportunity to look at how you walk with God to examine yourself, acknowledge your sins, repent, and be forgiven. If you're a student, even in college, the sin of self-reliance occurs because you're smart, you're vigorous, youth is on your side, so you can do all things. So you think. Thank God for your gifts. Use them wisely in service to your neighbor because your neighbor needs your help. Only don't trust in your flesh to save you because it will not, even despite your talents and intelligence. Make the best use of your time. Don't put off repentance and faith. Don't turn from Christ because you believe you can handle evil on your own because temptations will come. Better be ready. Be prepared. Whether it's the sin of self-reliance, arrogance, and or pride, whatever sin has plagued you in the past, the new year is an opportunity to start anew. If 2014 was a bad year, this is the year to make adjustments and changes so as to avoid the pitfalls of last year. But I want to impress this point upon you. And that is, friend, sometimes you can't put perfume back in the bottle. And there really is no use in crying over spilled milk. As you assess 2014, 2013, 2012, 2011, and every event from 10, 20, maybe even 30 years ago, just pick your number. You will likely see things that won't be fixed in this life. The pain of a divorce, a neglected childhood, an abortion you can't shake, emotional scars, powerful memories that just don't wane with time. My dear child and friend in Christ, it's not just the new year. Every day you see is a fresh start for you because quite simply, for the believer, every day you are baptized in Christ, and that means daily your sins are forgiven. We can't fix the past, but even if we could, that's not where our salvation lies. Salvation ultimately lies in Christ the Lord. Forgiveness freely yours is by the grace of God through faith in Jesus, the Son of God who bled, died, and rose again, having paid for all of your sins and reconciled you with God. Making the best use of your time means not dwelling in self-pity or crying about circumstances you cannot change, but it means living a life where you rest in the grace and peace that comes from faith in Jesus, the Son of God by whom life everlasting is yours. Making the best use of your time means living a life of repentance, where you confess your sins, but also believe in the one who died to pay off your sin, making you that new creation before God. And so consider yourself not dead in sin, but alive, because Christ Jesus lives beyond the grave, and as he lives, so do you. We heard it from the epistle lesson in Romans 8. Nothing separates you from God's love in Christ Jesus. Nothing. Sin's curse doesn't condemn you to hell. Your flesh doesn't separate you from God when by faith you live as a child protected and loved by your Father in heaven. And so, let us meet the new year thankful God has given us more time to confess the goodness of our gracious Lord to those who need his mercy. Thank God for more time to repent and hear about his comfort, his mercy, his compassion and love for sinners washed and redeemed by Christ the Lord. Therefore, go with boldness, courage, joy, and cheer. On account of Christ, you are that new creation. You have been bathed in waters of regeneration, rebirth, and renewal, and this is how we ought to live every day. And by God's grace, we will do so now, tomorrow, and in eternity. Amen. And may the grace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, may it guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, from now until life everlasting. Amen.